Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 27th, and I am reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation for the book of Ezekiel. I'm excited to be podcasting this week from Family Camp in the Marriott at the Auburn Opelika Hotel. We are having a great time worshiping the Lord together and growing in community as we talk about how God is one. We have one God, one church, and one mission. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was called up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was called up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, or because of the surpassingly great revelations. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I have made a fool of myself, but you drove me to it. I ought to have been commended by you, for I am not in the least inferior to super apostles, even though I am nothing. I persevered in demonstrating among you the marks of true apostles, including signs, wonders, and miracles. How were you inferior to the other churches? Except that I was never a burden to you. Forgive me this wrong." Y'all, my favorite verse of all time is in this passage, so I just want to go back and read it to you again. It's verse 9. "But he said to me, the Lord said to Paul, 'My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" I just love those verses because it reminds me that I don't have to be strong, that I don't have to be perfect, that I don't even have to be eloquent, but that in Christ's power, through His Word and through His work, through the work of the Holy Spirit, if I am willing, He will use me for His glory. And so I pray that for us, that we would be willing to be about the kingdom of God, that we would live in a way where we recognize that we have no power, but Christ's power lives in us. Let's move on to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 70. "For the director of music of David, a petition. Hasten, O God, to save me. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May those who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, 'Aha, aha,' turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, "The Lord is great." But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay. And now let's turn over to the book of Ezekiel. Today I'm reading Ezekiel chapter 11, starting in verse 14 and going through the end of the chapter. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, the people still left in Jerusalem are talking about their relatives in exile, saying, "They are far away from the Lord, so now he has given their land to us." Therefore, give the exiles this message from the sovereign Lord. Although I have scattered you in the countries of the world, I will be a sanctuary to you during your time of exile. I, the sovereign Lord, will gather you back from the nations where you are scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel once again. When the people return to their homeland, they will remove every trace of their detestable idol worship. And I will give them singleness of heart and put a new spirit within them. I will take away their hearts of stone and give them tender hearts instead, so they will obey my laws and regulations. Then they will truly be my people, and I will be their God. But as for those who long for idols, I will repay them fully for their sins, says the sovereign Lord. Then the cherubim lifted their wings and rose into the air with their wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel hovered over them. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the city and stopped above the mountain to the east. Afterward, the Spirit of God carried me back again to Babylonia, to the Judeans in exile there. And so ended the vision of my visit to Jerusalem. And I told the exiles everything the Lord had shown me. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Even as you might hear my refrigerator humming in the background of my hotel room, I'm just so excited that today in Ezekiel, we read some hopeful messages from the Lord, that even the people who were in exile, even those who may not have understood what God was doing, but they kept Him as their sanctuary. They kept God at the forefront of their mind. They trusted in Him. There's this hopeful message that He will restore them in Israel, and He's going to do something new in that day. He's going to give them singleness of heart and put a new spirit within them. Oh Lord, we pray, thanking you for this hopeful message, that even in times where we despair and we see not a way forward, you make a way, and we need to trust you in the midst. We pray, Lord, that we as a church would be a people who have singleness of heart. Be with our church family wherever they are today, and especially with those that are here at family camp. We pray, Lord, that you would bless this time, that you would use those whom you have called to be with our kids, to play with them, to teach them. And we pray for the parents that are here. We pray that you would do great work in the midst as we seek you and as we praise you together. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen. Where are we?
Where are we?
Say family camp.
Family camp.
Family camp. Heaven. Come here. Talk right here. Where are we today?
Yeah.
Good. You say yeah.